Okay, good evening. In Chodesh, so the Torah begins to describe in Parshas Shumah the construction of the Aron, the ark that would hold and house the Luchos themselves. And the Torah describes it, Vasu Aron Atzei Shitim. It should be made out of wood, this Aron, and it gives us some specific dimensions as to how big and how high it should be. And then the Torah says, Vitzipiso So Zahav Tahor. You have to then coat it or cover it with pure gold, both from the inside and from the outside. It has to be covered in gold. Now the simple meaning of that would be, you took an ark that was made out of wood, and then you would cover the top of it, or the inside and the outside of it, with gold. You would plate it with gold. That's what it would sound like. Rashi says, well, that's not what they did. Instead, what they did is they made three separate boxes. Each of the boxes was open on top. And into the wood box, which was the main Aron, they placed a smaller gold one inside. And then they placed the entire thing, which now has the gold on the inside and wood on the outside. They would take that box and put it in the third box, which was gold, so that it was, if you looked at it from a bird's eye view, gold, wood, gold. So there was a wooden box in the middle that had a golden box inside of it. And it was then placed into a golden box, three different boxes. Gold on the outside, gold on the inside, wood in the middle. Moral explains it had to be that way, because if they would actually plate it with gold, it would then exceed the measurements of what was required for the Aron. The Aron had very specific measurements. It had to be an amasayim, b'chetzi arko, ma b'chetzi rachbo, and that's what it needed to be of wood. And then if you added the gold, it was going to be too big. So they needed to have three separate series of boxes, and that's how they made the Aron. The big question which the Moral addresses, which everybody addresses in their discussion about the Aron, is why? If it needed to be a wooden Aron, so then make a wooden Aron. You want to have a golden Aron, make a golden Aron. What's the idea of having gold on the inside, gold on the outside, but wood in the middle? So Moral addresses this issue as follows. He says, it has to be Be'ikar, in its primary function, a wooden Aron. That's what it is. V'asu Aron Atzei Shitim. Why wood? So he's, what's that? Wood is alive. Wood is alive. So he says, not just is it alive, but based on the pasuk of Eitz Chaim hi l'machazikim ba, the Torah is referred to as an Eitz Chaim. It's alive. It's a tree of life to those who hold onto it. What's the elements? And the Moral says as follows. His words are cryptic, but based on Rav Hartman's notes on the bottom from other places, this is, I believe, what he means. An eitz is an etia kayemis. It's a permanent planting. And when you plant something in the ground, it takes root in the ground. And from the ground, it then emerges. And it is, in his language, mechubar and davuk. It is connected, literally clinging, attached to the source from which it springs. And a tree has that element. It's both alive, it grows out of the ground, and it has kiyum. It has its permanence from the sustenance from which it gets. And the Moral expresses, and therefore the Torah itself has a relationship, so to speak, with Hashem, and he's using a parable. I say this, he doesn't, I don't believe, means it literally, and I don't want to be taken literally, that the Torah, so to speak, is mishurash, is rooted in Hashem himself, and out of Hashem grows the Torah. That's an imagery, that's not a literal concept, but that the Torah, so to speak, gets its nourishment, so to speak, the way that we say that a tree is nourished from the ground, it gets all of its nutrients. The Torah is birthed, so to speak, by Hashem himself, is rooted in that, and therefore is an Eitz Chaim Hilamachazikim Ba. Why is it that it's a tree of life to those who hold on to it? Because when we can't hold on to the Ribono Shel Olam, but you can hold on to His Torah. When you hold on to His Torah, it's Ki'ilu, you're holding on to that which is coming out of Hashem Himself, and it's a form of eternity. How does a Jew achieve eternity? How does a Jew achieve closeness, Dveikos, Chibur with Hashem Himself? Out of the branches that we hold on to, which we can hold on to the Torah itself, which comes from, the Torah has to reflect, the Aron, excuse me, has to reflect the element of being an Eitz Chaim, of being a tree that has a Sharoshim, that has roots, that has a branch that you could hold. All of that imagery is necessary to reflect the idea that we hold on to that tree. But it needs to be covered in gold on the inside and on the outside. It's for two reasons. Number one, he says, because gold is more chashuv than wood. Gold is more expensive. It's more valuable. People run after gold and silver much more than they do after wood. And in the same way that we say, orech yamim bimina, length of days on your right hand, usmola is osher v'kavod. There should be wealth. There should be honor. So the wealth and the honor bestowed upon the Torah in this world is reflected in the gold. When you see it, you have to see chashivas. You have to see value. You have to see something that's of extreme worth. So when you look at the Aron, both from the inside and the outside, it has to be gold. But its core, which reflects the nitzchus, the eternity of Olam Haba, you can't see that. A Jew in this world cannot see the permanence of time. Can't see. We believe that it will be eternity, that there's an Olam Haba waiting for us, but there's nothing you can touch and feel that. So when you looked at the Aron, you saw gold on the outside and the inside to reflect its chashivas, its significance, and its value. Inside, Ayin Lo Ra, so what the eye can't see, is the chibur, the connection to Hashem, represented by the Eitz Chaim of the wood of a tree. You can't see it. It's just there inside. And that is the nature of the Aron, says the Maharal. Wood inside, which is its eternity, its reflection of the eternity, the growth, alive, connected to Hashem, rooted in eternity. But what you can see has to be its value in the gold, both on the inside and the outside. He has much more than that, but that's the little that I understood from it, and worth sharing that bit of it as far as how he understands the building of the Aron.